Due to technical difficulties, the first 5 minutes of this show will not air. Sorry for the inconvenience.
So here you could say, going through the day, knowledge comes through yours and mine, our daily experiences. So think about this. When you feel a presence around you, when you feel the presence of something greater than yourself, what is it? Well, that's when you start exploring. That's when you start asking questions like, who is that? What is that? See what response you get. Okay, we have to take another technical break here. So sorry. No, I guess we don't have to take another technical break. We are good. Thank you, Ade. Thank you. So getting back to the subject, and we're talking about our knowledge, how we get our knowledge through our daily living, through communications with others, through all sorts of things. And I consider this divine, energy that runs through us, that divine energy that runs around us, I would consider that the knowledge of revelation. And so there is a valid form of revelation through your dream state. So think about it. Revelations through your dream state. A lot of things can happen in the dream state. And when you start communicating in a dream state, you might be talking to loved ones that have passed on, but you can definitely have communications with the angelic realm. And there are literally many of them out there. They're just not a few. Literally many, many of them out there. So, revelations through your dream state, knowledge and revelations from the angels during your sleep state have been experienced by many people for literally tens of thousands of years on this planet. Most of us can't directly communicate with the angels, but the ones that can, that's fine. For the ones that can't, knowledge and revelation is about entering your dream state, your sleep state, and see what you can experience. Maybe tonight, before you go to bed, or if you're listening to me while you're in bed, make a suggestion to yourself. I would like to have communications with an angel in my dream state. And so, you could say, the reason why we dream is to bring a sanity to our crazy world, to alleviate, excessive energies, excessive frustrations, excessive whatever from the day, from the week, from the year. And through the dream state, one can release. But through the dream state, one can communicate with angels, and one can actually feel their presence. And what I mean by feeling their presence, when you're in the presence of an angel, they may not be visually in front of you, but you feel something is there. It's almost like not warm and fuzzy, because most angels, in my experience, they're very truthful, they're very honest, and they're going to tell you what you don't want to hear a lot of times, but that's why they're here. I really believe that. And so make that suggestion to yourself before you close your eyes at night, that I want to communicate with an angel, or make a specific angel if you have one in mind. See what happens. And then you enter your dream state, and you can say, within us, do we sleep? Of course we sleep. Of course we are sleeping. And this sleep process provides angels with an opportunity to answer questions that we have during the day. So make a suggestion to yourself as you're laying in bed. I want to communicate with an angel. Or if you have a specific angel in mind, mention the name. So here they are, providing us with questions, our answers to our questions, offering us guidance. That's why they're there. But on the other hand, angels are here to balance, you could say, the energy of the universe, to keep the universe working, to keep suns going, et cetera, creating new suns. You could say, well, isn't it a self-sufficient universe? Of course it was, the way the creator set it up, but there's still the maintenance has to be done. And I believe that angels are part of the maintenance of our physical universe and the maintenance of our emotional, mental, and physical body too. So they have many purposes here. And since they offer guidance, this could really quicken your spiritual development by you trying to make communication with them via the dream state. Because if you're trying to do it while you're awake and nothing's happening, well, try it in the dream state. And what's interesting is I have a quote here from Joseph Campbell. He was a philosophy professor. He wrote many books about the philosophy, the philosophical aspects of us, of the ancients, of us in the present day, et cetera, et cetera. And what he said, that gods and angels are within us. So there you go. All angels, gods, the heavens, all the worlds are with us. In other words, we don't have to look outside of us to find these angels. They're always around us. They could be in you at times, but you don't have to, like, fly to Paris to find an angel. You could do it in your own home. You could do it in the room you're in right now. And so here we are talking about this angel energy, how it affects your physical body. Well, think about this. When you're not feeling so good, ask for help. Ask some angel, if you have one in mind, like I said, if you've got a name, put it out there and just say, I need help. Can you alleviate my stomach ache or something? You know, like something as simple as that. Start playing with this. Playing with these attitudes and see what happens. You gotta be playful, playful with yourself. Don't take this so seriously. Be light about it. Or in that case, be enlightened about it. And that means being light about things, not so heavy. And so here we are. This knowledge is within us. It's around us, but it's also within us because we are created by God to take in what we need. Anytime we want, we can just take it in and put it inside ourselves. Okay? And because of this, many people in the past 5 to 10,000 years, they go into deep meditations. They try to communicate with higher beings such as the angels from the angel realm itself. Like I said, and if you feel a presence, there's a lot of people in the world that can feel presence of things that are not there. In other words, they're not of our realm, but they know that something's up, but they're not sure. But when you feel that energy, start asking questions like, who is this? Who are you? What are you, for that matter? Am I talking to an angel or am I talking to something else here? A spirit or whatever? It doesn't matter. So start playing with this in your mind. Start communicating with this through your mind. Start communicating with them in your dream state, in your sleep state. Have fun with this. You know, before you get so serious about it, enjoy the fact that you are attempting to do something maybe you've never done. And what if you accomplish your goal and all of a sudden all these angels are around you and you never realized it and they're communicating with you via whether it's, you know, while you're in the awakened state or in the sleep state. It wouldn't matter how it comes to you as long as you're, you could say, creating that communications, creating that openness so that you become wiser. You become more knowledgeable. You become, you could say, not pushed around by angels, but actually shown better ways of doing things. And that's what they're there for. Now, are all angels like that? Well, I can't say for certain, but most are, in my estimation. I'm sure they're, you know, like Lucifer, the fallen angel. Well, he let creation go, and now he's considered the devil. But whether that's true or not, I'm not sure about that one, but you say good and evil, black and white. It's all the duality of the universe. It brings balance. So if we have that, why wouldn't they have that for that matter? Why wouldn't they have individuals that may not want to partake in the graces of God. Instead, create their own graces or create whatever they need to create. And it, and since you could say, now we're getting back into, I'm talking about the dream state here. Dreams is because dreams are so important. They dip into realms beyond our realm. Dreams tend to be an inexhaustible source of spiritual information that could come to you. Just know that because you're in the dream realm, in the astral plane and the astral dream plane, you are actually opening doors. You are actually going into places, other dimensions, other existences. That's why a lot of spiritual information can come to an individual in the dream state. So if you have a spiritual question, why don't you just ask the question to an angel and then go to sleep and see what happens. Kind of play with this. Have a lot of fun with this. The more playful you are with this, the easier it's going to be for you. So just know that. And this way, you could say, and this way, the angels have a tendency to help you out. They want to help you out. That's why they're there for, to make our lives easier most of the time. But like I said, angels, there are literally many truths that they come up with. And maybe at times it's stuff you don't want to hear, but they think you need to hear it. So just know it when you get this information. It's for you in that time, in that moment. And there's also, you could say, a great reservoir of knowledge that you can tap into during your dream state. Okay, and this reservoir is you going beyond what you normally would. You know, we can control our dreams. And you know, by just, let's say you have a repetitive dream. A repetitive dream is one that occurs one after, like night after night or week after week or whatever. And it seems like it doesn't end. There's no ending. So by creating an ending before you go to sleep, you end that dream and that repetition, that repetitive dream goes away. But at the same time, by before you go to sleep, ask the angels a spiritual question. Ask the angels a question that you need to, that something is bothering you, something is troubling you, whether it's life, work, or everything in between. And here you are, by you asking the question, you're tapping into that great reservoir of knowledge here. And so is a dream a message from yourself to yourself? Or does it get passed on to your own beliefs or your own misconceptions? Well, dreams are a mix of everything. But at the same time, you are specifically focusing on something that you want to have communications with angel. You have a question that's burning, that's bothering you, that needs to have an answer to. This is your chance to actually get an answer to. And there's another thing here. With dreams, they tend to go away fast. So as you ask that question, add this to this addendum to the question is, I want to remember the answers. I want to remember the answers as clear as I can, as I am talking to you and you're talking to people right now at this time, as clear as day. And so talking about these dreams and the angel energy, how it mixes in with your energy. Well, one thing about angel energy, when it starts mixing with your energy, you definitely get a sense of satisfaction. You definitely get a sense of balance. You definitely get a sense of understanding of who you are, more of who you are than less of who you are. And angels work to bring things into order, into harmony within all of us. That's why they do that. Like I said, they're created to maintain the universe and we are part of the universe. So they're always creating, you could say, working to bring order and harmony to the universe, working to bring order and harmony to you as an individual in this universe. And here we are. Think about this, the dream state, as you're communicating with your angels. you're entering an unlimited, infinite expression of creation here. Because now you're in your spiritual realm. In the astral dream state, you tend to connect to the spiritual realm quickly in a very pleasant manner. And like I said, before you go to sleep tonight, ask the question. Ask an angelic question. And if you got someone in mind, name them. See what happens. This is, and by you creating this contact between them and you, you are actually bringing in a purification process to yourself. And what I mean by a purification process, as you start to learn to communicate with the angels, as you get better, as time goes on, as they tend to hang around with you, they're there to purify because they are of pure light. They were created of pure light. So here you go. You start asking questions, and then they start a purification process within you. Now that's an interesting concept right there. A purification process. Angel purification. And this is all about you getting on the spiritual path. You getting on a path that's going to bring you love, prosperity, kindness, understanding, as opposed to angst, depression, anger. Not enough money in the world for me. You might go, if I had $1 billion in my checking account, that wouldn't even satisfy my cravings. Well, there you go. That's why you could say angel purification is a continuation of your spiritual path. And it's good to have money so you can live and live well. There's nothing wrong with living well. That's why we came here to live well. But let's say you're not living as well as you'd like to. Why don't you start asking questions to the angels? You say, bringing your energy and their energy together. And when you bring your energy and his or her energy or their energy in, within your field, you're changing your field immediately. You don't even have to ask the question. You could say balance is immediate. Balance comes quickly. Balance with your state of emotions can turn on a dime. And they're here to resolve issues, our issues, personal growth. Maybe we want more personal growth in our lives. Well, that's one way of getting there through the angel, through the angelic realm, because they can connect you to, you could say, the Christ realm. They can connect you to the God realm. They can connect you to wherever you'd like to be connected. All you have to do is request it. And so here we are talking about resolving issues within you. Because once you resolve issues within you with the help of angels, all the other side effects that have been bothering you outside of you will just go by the wayside, will go away. Once it's over, it's over. And because of that, you could say you're always in the kingdom of heaven. Now the kingdom of heaven, is that a place? Well, maybe it is. Then again, maybe it isn't. But being in the presence of the angel energy allows you to be in the kingdom of heaven. Is that a state of mind? Of course it is. In our present reality, a kingdom of heaven is a state of mind. So where do you want to be? In the kingdom of heaven, within a state of your mind, or the opposite? But I have a break coming up, and I will be back in 5 minutes. And until then, we will continue to talk about the angel energy. And I appreciate you guys listening, and thank you, despite the technical difficulties we had earlier. I'll be back in 5. Until then, peace and love. That's all there is. And remember, ask your angels for guidance. Talk to you in 5.
Phone lines are open. Call 857-232-8255. 0155, extension 870303.
Fly. Really, fly. You've jumped from the airplane, your arms outstretched. You feel the wind on your face, the exhilaration of the free fall. And yes, you have a parachute, but spread your arms and fly. There are times when it occurs to us, maybe it's a thought or maybe an experience, but it occurs to us that we may be more than the prisons we put ourselves in. More than living to dig out of some mess or making a new one, paying some bill or dealing with loss or more disappointment. There is a moment when we remember, however briefly, that we can fly. The 1-2 family and the 1-2 family of services invite you to jump, because we'll be here to make sure you can fly.
This is Jim Komar, your host of Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. Come join me each week for interesting topics and conversations. That's Pathways to Consciousness and Healing every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. On 1-2 Radio, 1-2Radio.com. 1-2 Radio, changing the way you see the world.
Mole Mama, take a journey with me to my kitchen where I recreate some of my sweet Mama Rose's best Mexican family recipes. I'll share the stories behind my grandma's magical mocajete, guacamole, crunchy tacos, mole, papas and chorizo chimichangas, kahlua cake, crack cake, and oh so much more. You'll also get to meet guest chefs as they share the stories behind their yummy recipes. I believe that food is the sixth language of love. And if you're like me, it's your love that makes your food magical. Tune into Mole Mama on Thursdays at 6 p.m. for all the fun and love. You might want to eat first, because this show is going to make you oh so hungry. Que Dios te bendiga, as my mom would say. May God bless you.
Thank you for calling 1-2 Listen. This is Katie.
Hi, Katie. This is Ray. I'm hoping you can help me.
Sure, Ray. I would be happy to help.
Okay. Well, I've been alone for a really long time, but I just made some new friends.
Well, that's good. I'm hearing that they are very supportive friends. In fact, I'm hearing that they would do anything for you.
Yeah, they would. It's just that ever since I've been hanging out with them, well, I've been different, like powerful. I don't know what's come over me.
Well, actually, Ray, I think I can help. I am hearing that you are someone who is supposed to bring balance to our universe, some kind of a balance between light and dark. Ray, you are a Jedi. Are you a Jedi? Give me, Katie Weaver, a call over at 12listen.com to find out about that and so much more.
Hi, this is Kay Dragon, psychic advisor, teacher, and channeler for 12listen.com. My favorite thing about being an advisor and teacher is you. Watching you grow and expand your consciousness inspires me. It is a great joy for me to use my gifts as a channeler to guide you on your path to a happier, healthier you.
Listening to 1-2 Radio, and 1-2 Radio listens to you. Call us now, 857-232-0155, extension 870-303.
Hello, welcome back to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar, and you are on 1-2 Radio, 1-2, excuse me, 12radio.com. 1-2 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world. And my subject tonight is angel energy, and I'm going to continue to talk about that. But before I start my subject, I'd like to mention that I'm a 1-2 Listen advisor. That's 12listen.com, psychic and medium. If you want to talk to me, I'm usually on there probably 7 days a week, various times during the day. So just know that. So here I was talking about angel purification, angel purity. And this is about you continuing to open your spiritual path to resolve issues with inside of you that is expressed outwardly because you're troubled by them. And it's also about personal growth for you, your personal growth. The angels are here for us to be better at what we do, to be better at what we can do in the future, or in this present moment for that matter. So it's also get help. Maybe you need help with to heal your body. Maybe you need help with a relationship. Maybe you need help with finances. Go to the angels and see what you get. If you're trying something and it's not working, try something different. So maybe this will work. Maybe it'll work this way for you. And before the break, I mentioned that by you being in the presence of angels, you could say at times it seems like you're in the kingdom of heaven. And I said, is that a state of mind? Is that a real place? Well, you could say right now in our current reality, that's just a state of mind. But when we make our passing, that's another story. So think about creating the heaven with inside of you and get rid of all the stuff. Get rid of all the stuff that holds you back by, how would you say, freely expressing who you are. And Lynn has asked me, are you able to see any angels around me? Actually, Lynn, yes. The angels are saying one thing to you, and that is you've got to keep going on this path. Don't change it. Whatever you do, don't change it because you're changing the world. And this is a good step for you because you came here to change the world. And I hope that helped, Lynn. You could say, are they around you? Well, not always, Lynn, but as soon as you request the angels to come, they come immediately to you, literally within nanoseconds. As soon as you think about them, they are there. And what's interesting on the chat room, there's interesting people talking about their dreams and everything else. Another thing, Lynn, one of your angels, well, not your angels, but an angel is saying to you something that you have to do that you've been putting off, and that's all she is saying. So just whatever that is, that's meant for you, and I can't say, I'm not going beyond that point because they're not saying. Hopefully that helped you there, Lynn. So here we are creating this beautiful relationship between us and the angelic realm, between me and the angelic realm, between you and the angelic realm. What if suddenly your world started changing? What if suddenly you asked the angels to come in to assist you, to resolve things, to help you resolve things? That's what they're there for. And all of a sudden, worries go away. Financial problems literally dry up, and there's no more financial problems. All of a sudden, relationships are in sync with each other. And suddenly your body feels better. Is this due to because of the angels? Yeah, because they're working with you. They're working on a one-to-one basis with you. And can they cure? They can if they want to. But they're not here to cure us. They're here to help us, be better for us. And we're better for us. We're better for the world. Because they're here to make the world, the universe, a better place. Therefore, as you change your ideas and attitudes with the help of the angels, guess what happens? There's no more frustration. There's no more angst, anxiety over the littlest things that maybe would upset you before. Maybe those are the thing of the past. But at times, you could say, it's easy to go back to the past and create something new. So what are you trying to create here? The kingdom of heaven within you are the opposite for that matter. Disdain, disgust, high anxiety. Well, if that's the case, then if that's what's happening and you think you're communicating with angels, then you're not actually communicating with angels. You're probably communicating with some negative entity or entities for that matter. and they're out there. And and so you could say this is a personal choice. This is a conscious choice by you changing your old ways and creating new ways. You are consciously making that choice. Therefore, when you consciously make that choice, the angels are behind you 300% here. And they also work, which is quite interesting. The angels tend to work with your emotional state because our emotional states can bring us dismay, distrust, anger, frustration, you name it. Our emotional states can bring us love, can bring us wonderful things too. The opposite of that. So just know that just because things are going right for you, and just because they're not perfect in the, what you think should be perfect for you, and that doesn't mean they're working with you. They could be working with you, but you might be working against yourself. So therefore, as long as you're working against yourself, will you get relief? And that's a good question. Will you get relief? Well, maybe a little, but maybe not everything you'd want to get rid of to make your life easier. So you got to think about this angel energy as when they combine their energy into your energy field, when they produce more calm, more physical calm, more emotional calm, more mental calm, all of a sudden it's easier to get what you need because you're accepting of their gifts. You're accepting of you that you need to change something. Therefore, with the help of them, they're going to change it with you. It's a group effort here. It's with you and them. And since they're working with your emotional pattern, they're working with the physical patterns, they're working with your mental patterns. Mental patterns would be the stories we tell ourselves. The emotional patterns is the charge we get from these stories we tell ourselves. And you could say that the physical effects is our aches and pains because we're diving in into something or we're going into areas of our body that is not positive and the body is responding. So when you bring in that angel energy, you're going to work, they work on all levels, the emotional, the physical, and the mental. And once you could say those are clear, your spiritual realm is wide open. That spiritual side of you is able to receive information. And maybe you can actually talk to them like I'm talking to you or you're talking to friends right now. Direct communication, not through the mind, but through the mouth. You just hear them like they're outside of you and they'll be, you know, like talking to you and the sound will go through your ear from the outside. That's how you know that who you're talking to. And by, you could say, changing these old patterns, behaviors that I'm talking about with this angelic energy, you're opening yourself up to this purification process, this angel purification process. As you become purer, you become very aware of more things that you should be aware of, and more things that you could change within you to even, for you to be the best person you can in this lifetime. And Ivy just asked about angels. She says, Jim, are there any angels with me and do you have any messages? Yes, there is one angel with you. And who is the angel? He says he is Angel Michael. He says he's one of your favorites. He says something about, he's talking about favorites. So maybe you communicate with him, Ivy, on a regular basis. But what he's saying to you is don't give up. Trust yourself. Please trust yourself. Honor yourself. Don't give up. Trust yourself. Honor yourself. Love yourself. I am here for you. Nice. Beautiful. Beautiful. I hope that was good for you, Ivy. Boy, that's a nice message to receive. And you see, that's what they're here for. They're here to encourage us, like they're in, like he is encouraging Ivy to trust herself, to, you know, support her ideas with her own self. Whatever that her ideas are, it doesn't matter. And is communicating with angels about death and rebirth? Not really. Maybe it's a rebirth of yourself. You're letting go of the old, letting the old go away, and the rebirth of the new Jim, or Lynn, or Ivy, or Debbie. It doesn't matter who you are in this world. You know, when you start dealing with angel energy and allowing it to come into your realm, to your personal space, you are letting go, you could say letting go of the old stresses that only brought you destruction and creating new ones. So this is a death and a rebirth experience. So just think about it as you start communicating, as you start getting information and knowledge coming to you, because one day, as you, what's going to happen, you're going to be asking, okay? And nothing's happening, and all of a sudden there's going to be a flood of information. So don't give up on the first try. Continue with this. Don't give up on the 20th try. Continue with this, because you're opening yourself up. You're opening yourself up to something greater. And are they part of the divine presence? Well, they're a part of it. We are all part of that divine presence, but they're separate. Therefore, you are separate too. Therefore, you are creating something that is unique to you. Therefore, they're helping to create something in the rebirth of you that is going to be unique to you. Therefore, changing your world. Therefore, making a huge difference for you, and life becomes easier. Now, what a revolutionary concept. Life is easy. Well, the angel energy is about life being easy. And now, now it's also about transmutation. You could say of the personality. Letting go of the lower mind, because the lower mind, the ego, is always going to be there saying, that's not an angel. That's a bunch of BS. That's whatever. You've got to let go of the lower mind in this process, this creative process of communications with the angels. So here you are, letting go of your ego mind, letting go of the lower mind. And now you begin an ascension process. You're entering the higher mind. And by asking the angels to come into your dreams and asking them questions or resolving issues for you, you can just say, I have this issue. I need it resolved. Angels can come in and do that in a moment, but you got to ask for it. If you don't ask for it, you'll never get it. And so what I'm talking about is here, let go of the lower mind. Start entering the higher mind. And when you begin entering your higher mind, that spiritual aspect of you, you begin your ascension. And the angels are here to help us in our ascension process. So until you transform, you say, the lower nature of yourself, you say the personality defects and I'm jealous, I'm this, I'm that, or whatever, hence the ego. It's difficult for us, you could say, to be completely awakened, to allow that higher energy, to allow that angel energy to bring harmony into your life. Because if that the lower mind is saying, you'll never be satisfied, you'll never be this, and if you start communicating with the angels and all of a sudden they're telling you, you can have it all, but that lower mind will always, you could say, put a damper or slow it down. So as it comes up, work with the lower mind to let it go and access your higher consciousness so that you can begin your ascension process with the help of these angels. And Ivy is also saying, I stopped to ask Raphael for heal, and instead he helped me understand what I needed to change. That is the cause of my disease. And I accept what, okay, good. Well, there you go. There you go. Angel Raphael. She's asking for help understanding about her disease process. And he just gave her a basic explanation of why it's happening. And therefore now she has the power to change her world, and therefore change her disease process to something, maybe totally get rid of it. That would be a beautiful thing, Ivy. And Ivy, your angels are working with you. And Lynn here says, the angels always protect, keep us safe, comfort us if we ask. Definitely yes on that one. Definitely yes on that one. So, so as long as you're, you could say, in this lower mind, you could say disharmony, a state of disharmony, it's going to be difficult for you to accept maybe answers from angels or to even understand what they're trying to say to you. And this angel energy, this higher energy, when you tap into your higher energy and you tap into the angel energy, which is a very high vibrational force, you can say, you start creating a new you, you could say a metamorphosis of you. It's like the butterfly coming out and flying off for the first time after being in its cocoon for a winter. So think of yourself as that cocoon, okay? And what can I do to release myself from my cocoon? Okay, well, ask that question tonight for the angels. See what you get. And like I said earlier, this is like a death and rebirth process because we're willing to let go of the old, let the old die, and bring in the new and reborn, like we can be reborn again. We can be different people because of this angel energy. You're allowing it to embrace it around you, to, you could say, hug you, surround you. You could say like a blanket. So think of it as like a blanket. As you, on a cold day, you put a blanket around you to stay warm. Well, it's the same thing with angels. They will do the same thing. And so as your old states go away, as your old states of consciousness dissolves because you're having all the help in the universe from different angelic individuals, or maybe large groups of them for that matter, it doesn't matter. You can say now you're allowing this very mighty flow of energy, this purifying energy, to enter through you and to make these changes. And is this a baptism? Yeah, you're being baptized again. If you were never baptized, that's okay. But this is like a self-baptism. And because of that, you're being reborn. Like I said, it's a self-baptism you're giving yourself. You don't have to dip yourself in the water. You can just splash them on your forehead or on your hand for that matter. As you baptize yourself for the first time, for the second, or for the third, it doesn't matter. And this baptism is about burning away these thoughts and emotions that create these negative patterns in our lives, around us, in us. If they're in us, they are produced outside of us. So the angels are here for your spiritual rebirth, for your physical rebirth, for your emotional rebirth, for your mental rebirth. And it's also the angels work best when you start taking steps to lift this heavy sense of consciousness that you carry, the burdens that you carry. Maybe you don't need to carry these burdens anymore. Maybe you can ask the angels to let go of these burdens that lie on your back or on your belly or whatever part of the physical body these burdens tend to be in. So here you are thinking about, I want to lift my conscious state. Here you are thinking about, I want this angelic energy to enter my conscious state, and I want them to be my teachers, to be my teachers. And can they be your friends? Yeah, they can be your friends, but they're more instructional than friend. You could say friendly, but yes, I believe that they can be your friend too. And so, here you are inviting them in. They're surrounding you with this high vibrational energy that they are a part of. They bring that to your plate, and suddenly things that maybe used to bother you 2 days ago, you're not even thinking about it anymore. And when it does occur, you're just going, oh, no big deal. Not necessary for me to even have anxiety over that anymore, because it's the only thing I need is love. The only thing I need is love and forgiveness for myself for the mistakes I've made in my life. Well, Yeah. That's all you need. Forgiveness. Forgive yourself. If you forgive yourself, you forgive others. And maybe you have a thing about that. Well, ask the angels for their forgiveness to you. So can they forgive you? Yes. Can they throw forgiveness towards you away? Yes. If you did something really bad, and that's the case, ask them. Maybe it's not as bad as you think. You just made it as bad as it was because that's who you are, your personality. And ask them to take this, the burden off, or this, the emphasis that you don't feel good about what you're doing. And one thing about angels, they help those who help themselves. Just know that. Angels help those who help themselves. So in other words, you just can't sit around on your butt watching TV, eating popcorn all day, expect the angels to come in and change your life. You've got to help yourself. You've got to take action. You've got to think differently. I mean, they can give you suggestions. They can give you all sorts of comments and ideas. But as long as you don't take action, they just stay an idea. And when you put their ideas into action, you are changing the energetics of who you are, the nature of who you are, because suddenly the old you is no longer affected by all those crazy thoughts that you used to have. The old you, the new you, is actually taking the old you and actually, you could say, spanking it, actually kicking it out of your head, kicking it out of your emotional state. And it's also about you. When you get into these down states, let's say you're feeling down, it's your opportunity to elevate yourself. Ask the angels to come in to help elevate me. They will do that. Just know that. Elevate my mood. Elevate my personal space. And since we're here on this beautiful planet of ours, this planet Earth, we are incarnate beings. So consciously, our divine soul always follows us into this lifetime, into the next lifetime, into the next lifetime. So therefore, everything that you've learned from this lifetime and the past 10,000 lifetimes is always, all that information is for you to access. Ask the angel to access some of the information. Maybe they can help you get a clearer understanding of who you are or who you'd want to be or who you were in the past. Maybe you can recreate that. So since we're divine souls and we're, you could say we're here for our highest aspect, we're here to lift our conscious state into a higher vibration. And through angel energy, this can be accomplished. This can be accomplished very quickly. It doesn't take a lifetime unless you want it to. It could take weeks. It could take months. Depends on how quickly you want to do this. And as you relax and surrender to the wholeness of yourself, you automatically release the chains that bind you. And guess what? You are now free and the angels are there to give you what you want. But my show is over and I'd like to thank all the beautiful men and women out there listening to my show tonight. It's my honor and pleasure. And thank you. I really appreciate you. And the next show up is Mole Mama with Diana Silva. Good show. It's a cooking show, but like I said, I always think I always have food and the spiritual aspects of food. When I eat my meals, I think of them in the spiritual aspects, how it feeds me, my physical body, and all my other aspects. So please stay tuned to Mole Mama. And as usual, despite what's going on around you, there's two things that are really important that really make that ground you. Peace and love. And remember, despite what's out there, it doesn't have to be inside of you. And peace and love, that's all there is. And I'd just like to say thank you and peace and love to all. I'll be back next week. We'll talk soon and have a great week ahead. Bye. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kelly Whetstone of Empowerment, and you are listening to the live stream of consciousness here on 12radio.com. Come float along with us.